I think what we have is a major dilemma. It's a dilemma where Zimbabwe, once again, has been brought squarely back in international relations, dividing the world into a world of white Western advanced countries and mainly black African countries around issues of democracy and conduct of elections, free and fairness of elections. In this instance, it appears to me that the African world, the black world, will at the end of the day win the day. They have a high moral ground on a number of issues, that Zimbabwe cannot continue being punished based on hatred of one individual, namely President Robert Mugabe. And therefore, I think Western countries, in my view, will reach a point where they will gradually drop the sanctions against Zimbabwe in the interest of the country and the people.
But there are some who are saying that ZANU-PF itself also needs to reform, especially in the field of human rights. Is this a source of major concern?
There is no doubt about that Zimbabwe is undergoing structural changes at political as well as economical. Structural change in terms of since 1980, Zimbabwe has never experienced democracy by any degree, and therefore changes that took place as far as reform of the constitution, the elections, as imperfect as they are, somehow brings a degree of a gradual progress towards democracy. And one will expect ZANU-PF to modernize as a party. And with a leader that is aging, one is expecting new leadership within ZANU-PF. And equally so, the pressure that the world gives on ZANU-PF and President Robert Mugabe, I think it should also be exerted on the opposition, MDC and Morgan Tsvangirai, that you cannot continue having an opposition leader who has lost every term and continue to lead. I think there's also a need for a renewal of the opposition and MDC in general. And therefore, one foresee a much more progressive development of Zimbabwe's politics, but that will take time. And the international community will also have to be patient with that.